Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 5. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things said he, which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Revelation 2:12. What is the church in Pergamos? It is the third symbol in the greatest sign. It is the most direct teaching of Christ. Who is the angel? He is Isa. The sharp sword is the truth. Whoever is in pure consciousness will see the truth, which is sharp as a sword. The sharp sword is used only in the verses about the third sign, because who has the sharpest teaching among the prophets? It is Isa. The four Gospels are the most direct and sharpest teachings of the truth. They cut through the false, if you understand them. This church can also refer to the third chakra. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Revelation 2:13. Where Satan's seat is. The first three chakras are where a human is bound to the attraction of the external world and still greatly under the influence of the tamaguna, Satan. Therefore, whoever overcomes these three psychic energy centers knows where Satan's seat is. That is why Isa taught that you have to be born again. To be born again means to go from these first three chakras, lower nature, especially the third, to the higher chakras, higher self, or, in other words, to crucify the false ego, lower self, so to be born again, resurrect into the higher self, and be glorified. That is why, until you are born again, you are not saved. In fact, the very symbolic meaning of the crucifixion of Isa, symbol of the death of the false ego, and his resurrection, is to show that you have to die first, your false ego, before you can be born again, resurrect to the higher self. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, Saint Francis of Assisi. Antipas is the true consciousness against the attraction of the external world, which will be slain by these three chakras. By overcoming these first three chakras, you enter the heart of the yogi, which is the place of unconditional love, fourth chakra. Christianity is the symbol of this overcoming of these first three chakras. It is a symbol of individual achievement in detaching completely from Maya. However, it does not mean you should be a Christian to reach this level. He who overcomes the first three chakras overcomes evil, attraction of Maya. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Revelation 2:14. However, still in this stage between overcoming the power of the first three chakras and entering the fourth chakra, man can be misled by false prophets and teachers in spiritual realities. He can fall from being a child of Israel, one who struggles with God, and be as lost as others. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate, Revelation 2:15. As we saw, the deeds of the Nicolaitans were evil doings and false guidance. In the third chakra, the desire for power, prestige, and possession is dominating. Therefore, the pitfall is that a person might follow false guides or become one of them himself and do evil things. That is what God does not like. He dislikes people who do evil things or become false guides for their own desires to gain power, position, or prestige, so he, his Holy Ghost, leaves them. Also, verses 14 and 15 refer to the influence of the Roman doctrines, pagan religions of Rome, and other false teachers who tried from the very beginning to influence Christ's teachings. Acts chapter 8, verses 1 to 24, and eventually did. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Revelation 2:16. How did Christ fight with the Pharisees and scribes? He fought with his teaching, which was sharp and true like the sword. He came quickly and fought for truth, sword of my mouth, against those who were following false teachings, Balaam doctrine, and performing false doings, Nicolaitans. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation 2:17. He who overcomes the first three chakras will enter the fourth chakra, which is the center of unconditional love, pure Raja. The experience of bliss in this chakra is so great, and the nectar felt in the throat area is so unexplainable, that the joy is not comparable with anything in this external world. And will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written. The white stone is the stone of purity, purified consciousness, and knowledge of God, not intellectual knowledge, but intuitive. The experience of eating of the hidden manna, nectar, flows through the throat to the heart chakra, will bring that relationship with God, where there is no mistake, you know that He exists. The new name is the Word, which is a vibration within you. These are the people who will hunger and thirst after righteousness and will be filled, Matthew 5:6. They will eat of the hidden manna, and they will be given a white stone, a new name, Revelation 2:17. They will bring justice on earth, as symbolized by the balances in Revelation 6:5.